We've got breaking news. The FBI to take over the Tesla tech investigation.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. Give us a call. Lines are open. Actually, open those lines, guys. Open the lines. 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard today. We're going to be discussing up front the attacks on the Tesla dealerships and Teslas in general, and they're being now investigated by the FBI as potential acts of terrorism. So we're going to discuss that, as well as the ongoing response, it feels like, from the left, including from former vice presidential candidate Tim Walz, who you may have seen ruffled a few feathers on Gavin Newsom's podcast, essentially saying he thinks he could take in a fight any Trump supporter, any conservative. And he's like, especially if it was like a WWE style fight. I think we do have the clip, right?
Yes.
Let's play it.
This notion of respect is something that keeps coming back to me. People that just feel like we don't respect this
How
notion
do you fight
of
it.
And well, this notion of
text. I think I could kick most of their ass. I do think they want to do it. I know I can outrun them, but I don't know if we're going to fall into that place where we want to. Okay, we challenge you to a WWE fight here type of thing.
And here's the deal: some notable people have responded, and one of them is going to be joining us in our next segment, and that is Knox County, Tennessee Mayor Glenn Jacobs, aka the Big Red Machine. Kane from the WWE. And of course, he had something to say about this. Mayor Jacobs has been a great voice for conservative and libertarian values over the year. A really smart guy, but also I've met him in person. One of the biggest people I've ever met, and an incredible guy. He's going to be joining us in the next segment. But I want to hear from you as well. Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110, Will, because we are going to talk to Mayor Jacobs also about the Tesla situation, because it's becoming an ongoing issue. That's something that we don't usually do here in America. You don't see this kind of response to a, I guess you'd say, corporation, but here we are.
That's right. And if you think back, this shows you really the difference between the Democrat Party and the Republican Party in the way that they handle disagreements with policy decisions by companies, whether it be Bud Light or Disney or any of those that conservatives had an issue with. What do? They just don't go, or they don't buy the product.
They don't patronize.
But when it's the Democrats and the leftists, they turn to violence. And even the rhetoric from Tim Walz there is invoking. Gavin Newsom was talking about respect, and and Tim Walz took it to violence. He's the one who said, "How do we fight it?" And then he says, "I mean, what are we going to? I think I could kick their, you know what?" This is ridiculous that the left, whenever they have a disagreement, they turn to violence. And so Dan Bongino, the new deputy director of the FBI, tweeted
which
out.
Which is such a great statement, by the way, to hear. You love to hear deputy director of the FBI, Dan Bongino. What a world we live in now.
But he said, our teams are actively working on the Tesla incidents and the swatting incidents, also a very terroristic activity, along with our other responsibilities to keep the homeland safe. Imagine that, the FBI doing their job. It's a different administration, and they're taking things differently. They're not going after parents at school board meetings or Catholics that they don't like the way that they worship. Instead, they're going after people that are committing violent acts for political reasons, also known as terrorism.
Phone lines are open for your calls and comments, and I want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. I've even seen a rise of people going to get Teslas. Do whatever you want. I don't really care. Patronize whatever business you want to do or not. Phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. And I did want to also let you know, we're in the final 2 weeks of our Life and Liberty Drive. And if you don't watch our show, by the way, you need to be. And there's a lot of great ways you can watch us, whether that's on YouTube or Rumble or on Facebook or X, but also on the ACLJ app, our brand new app that's available right now. You can watch this show live. You can share, you can shape the future with a lot of our new petitions, and you can get involved really easily. How to do that? You get a customized ACLJ experience for the issues that you care about the most. All right, but again, you got to support the work of the ACLJ. But we're going to be right back again with Mayor Glenn Jacobs, aka Kane. back to Seculo. Yes, that music can mean only one thing. We are joined by a very special guest, and that is Knox County Mayor, right here in the great state of Tennessee, Glenn Jacobs, a.k.a. Kane. And of course, this is in response, Mayor Jacobs. We're going to play real quick the clip here that came out from the Gavin Newsom podcast of Tim Walz, made quite an interesting statement referencing the WWE and all of that. And of course, you had some words of response. I will tell you, Mayor Jacobs, we are on also some Christian radio stations, so we got to be careful with our language so you will hear it bleeped out. But here you go. Here is Tim Walz again on the Gavin Newsom podcast just a few days ago.
And I think this notion of respect is something that keeps coming back to me. People that just feel like we don't respect this notion.
How do you fight
it? This notion of
text. I think I could kick most of their ass. I do think that. I know I can outrun them, but I don't know if we're going to fall into that place where we want to, okay, we challenge you to a WWE fight here type of thing.
Sounds like maybe Mayor Jacobs' challenge accepted, but you hear this kind of verbiage, and it usually is coming from the left. It feels like it's always going to violence. We're also talking about the Tesla situation as well, as the FBI is now getting involved. But when you hear those kind of words, again, it's pretty ridiculous.
Well, it's absolutely ridiculous. I can't help but laughing to think of Tim Walz and that statement. Obviously, he's not serious because between he and Gavin Newsom, they have an ounce of testosterone among them. But nevertheless, but you're exactly right. Unfortunately, the left, they're the purveyors of violence in this country. And when they don't get their way through whatever methods at the ballot box or through public opinion, they resort to violence, as we're seeing with the attacks on Tesla cars and Tesla vehicles. And it is absolutely absurd. It is absolutely ridiculous. And it's almost as absurd and ridiculous as a faux tough guy like Tim Walz acting like he is an actual tough guy.
You've had some very fun posts on your X account regarding this. I love the Tim Tennessee Walz image that you had of him in a wrestling ring. But it is a humorous thing because of how absurd it seems that he would say, I'm going to fight people like he's a schoolyard bully or something when he's a grown adult who was the candidate for vice president of the United States. But I think, once again, the problem here is that He immediately goes to fighting words when that's not even what Gavin Newsom was talking about, to Gavin Newsom's somehow credit in that. But when you look at even the way that conservatives protest things they don't like from big corporations or things, what do? They just stop buying the product. They let the market sort it out. But the left seems to only have one way to deal with this. We saw this in 2020 with the takeovers of American cities by violent protests and riots. And here you're seeing it again, the same playbook. How do we on the right combat that when we don't resort to violence?
You're exactly right. In this situation, it is humorous, and I've been making fun of it, but at its core, there is a deeper issue. Politically, the Democrats are trying to position themselves as tougher folks, right? Stronger people, because I think they realize that the effeminate males and just the weakness that they have portrayed have not paid off for them. I mean, you see guys like Donald Trump now in the White House, and a lot of the reason for that, I believe, is because he is a strong individual that people would look to as a leader. So I think a lot of that with what Walz says is the memo, right, that we have to appear stronger and we have to be able to match up to the Republicans and conservatives when it is not only masculine men, but also strong women. I think the way that you combat that is we just keep on doing what we're doing. Ultimately, I think when the average person out there sees what's happening, for instance, with Tesla and the fact that for no reason, virtually, they're being attacked, that is not going to play well. So it's one of those situations where we just have to not be intimidated and just keep on doing our thing. And eventually it's going to basically backfire on the Democrats and the far left.
Yeah, I think that's one of the main things, Mayor Jacobs, when I look at all of this, is it feels like they're split. There's a playbook here that they're going by, as you said, where it's like, okay, we need to now show that we're strong, that we're able to do this because we know that's what took us down. But on the other hand, you then even have them going after Chuck Schumer, their own guy, because he just, how dare he actually try to work something out with Republicans. Now, you are in a pretty diverse area in Knox County, Tennessee. You have a lot of Republicans, clearly, but also quite a bit of Democrats. You have figured out how to be a unifying force within our own state and within that specific county in an area that very well could go either way. But why can't they do that in Washington, D.C.? And why does it always have to be now this weird attack where it has to show that, you know, like you said, they got to be a tough guy. They got to be big and strong. And it's not done. It doesn't feel like it's done from a place of, let's say, comedy.
No, it's not coming from a place of comedy. It's coming from a place of intimidation and just political power. And ultimately, that's what it is. It's the lust for political power. As you said, in Knox County, we're overwhelmingly a conservative community, but we do have some Democrats there. We have some on our county commission, but they're not crazy far-left people. They're actually concerned about the welfare of the people of Knox County. I don't agree with them on everything, but they would never do things like this, right? So I think that it's just, it's that far-left influence, especially in the far left strongholds like Portland, Oregon, like many of these other liberal areas, where there's no check on what they do. And again, ultimately, across the, it might be fine in those areas what they're doing as far as the public perception, but in other areas like Knox County, Tennessee, and Tennessee in general, we're just looking at this shaking our heads.
Mayor Jacobs, it's been great to have you on our show today, and hopefully this can become a regular thing, because I really appreciate all you've done for, I mean, for a long time for our state, and of course for entertaining all of us. There was one person who was maybe a little bit more vocal. You know, Glenn Jacobs, he put out some good statements saying, you know, putting up some funny memes. But then there's another guy, and that, of course, is, you know, the big red machine, Kane. And he posted, everyone's always asking me if I have one last match left, and I think I found my final victim. I mean, opponent. So you know what, Mayor Jacobs, there are some people you don't want to make mad. And I will tell you, I think I know one of them.
Well, even coming from my friend Kane, that was somewhat tongue-in-cheek, because I don't think Tim Walz is ever going to get in a ring with the Big Red Machine.
All right. Thank you so much, Mayor Jacobs, for joining us. And again, you're welcome to come back anytime. We'd love to have you. Will, that was pretty cool. That was
a top moment for us here, I think. That was really, really cool.
Absolutely. We're going to continue this conversation, by the way, because a lot of you are now asking a lot of questions, and a lot of the questions you want to have answers for. Coming up in the next segments, we're going to have Harry Hutchinson joining us as well to break that down. But I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And know that because we actually have a FBI that can get stuff done, we are actually going to be progressing a lot on some of the issues you've heard about here at the ACLJ, including, we're going to talk about next, the whistleblower situation. Because now we're able to take a different, you know, path. Take a different path on how we're going to deal with the FBI, how we're going to deal with the administration. Because before, it was very combative. But now you have Kash Patel. Now you have Dan Bongino. You got some people in there who maybe are supporting your thoughts, your feelings, and will support, hopefully, these outspoken whistleblowers. Again, I want to hear from you about this as well at 1-800-684-3110. Hit the thumbs up if you don't mind. I also put in your comments in the chat. If you don't know what to comment, let me know where you're watching from. Let me know what you thought of having, you know, Glenn Jacobs, Kane on the show. I thought he did great. It was a lot of fun. I just saw on the Fox News feed that we have in the office here that you got a Secretary of Education. Obviously, there's a lot. We should have asked him about that. There's a lot of big things happening in the Department of Education. Of course, that is run by former WWE CEO Linda McMahon.
His former boss.
His former boss. So we should have brought that up. Next time we'll bring it up with Mayor Jacobs. All right. We are only 2 weeks away from the end of our Life and Liberty Drive for the month of March, and we need your support. Our legal team needs your support. Our media team needs your support. Go to aclj.org. Have your gifts doubled. As I said, we just filed a really different approach in the FBI to the FBI from our whistleblowers. We're going to talk about that in detail coming up in the next segment. And today, you may have seen yesterday, we went live to Europe. Today, we are presenting an oral intervention in person before the UN in Geneva in defense of Israel. These fights require immense resources, and the window to have your gifts doubled is closing soon. So I encourage you to go to ACLJ.org and join the thousands who are already getting our content through our new redesigned ACLJ app. It's a great experience. Thousands of you have already downloaded it. You can scan the QR code to download it right now, or you can just go to ACLJ.org and do it, or search it in the App Store. Watch our expert analysis on Seculo. So this show you get to watch each and every day live. You can help shape the future by signing our petitions directly in the app. Customize your ACLJ experience so you get the issues that matter to you most up front, or maybe as a push notification. You get breaking news alerts sent straight to your ACLJ inbox from our team, and support our efforts easily with a click of the button. It's probably the easiest way to make a donation. I actually do it through the ACLJ app. That is how I am an ACLJ champion. If you are an ACLJ champion, you actually get a customized experience. A little custom skin, if you will. Kind of like if your kids play Fortnite. You get a custom ACLJ champion skin. Once again, phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Seculo. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. We are going to move and talk a bit more about the FBI, because as we know, the FBI has now taken over the attacks currently on Teslas and Tesla dealerships. We're going to discuss that. But I do want to take a quick call, because it is connected to the last segment before we move on. Cyrus is calling in North Carolina and is watching on the Salem News Channel, which is also available every day from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We are live on the Salem News Channel, which you can get on Pluto, you can get on their website, or you can get on Samsung Plus. A lot of different options there. It's absolutely free. Cyrus, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. And I really appreciate the job you guys do every day.
Thank you.
You guys are wonderful. My comment today is, you know, I see the Democrats today kind of eating their own when it comes to the situation with Schumer and comments that they make and so forth. But something that a lot of people do not realize, that Reagan and Tip O'Neill had a lot of interaction back in the 80s when Tip was the Speaker of the House. Yet every day or every so often they would have dinner together and be handsome friends at the same time. It seems that we had more unity during that time than why we don't today.
Yeah, Cyrus, I think a lot of people feel that way. And what's interesting is someone who was raised in the 80s and 90s is that we had that built into us, that there was this cordial relationship between parties, cordial relationship between people in Washington, D.C. That all eroded for us, maybe around 2002, 2003, post 9/11, you know, after the initial unity, it kind of fell apart. And it feels like, I was talking to my friends and they were like, we need to get back to where it was. It feels like it's going to be very difficult to get back to those days when you have those kind of fighting words from both sides that are not willing to really sit down and have real conversations. However, it's not impossible. It's not something we shouldn't fight for and shouldn't look for. However, if you go, let's say now 10 years before, 20 years before, let's say you go 100 years before, it has never been anything but a blood sport in politics.
That's right. I mean, Andrew Jackson's wife famously passed away because of the stress of the things that were written about them in the newspapers, in the press, which she could not handle it.
And think about how long it would have taken to even get to them.
Right.
You're not talking about people who are dealing with tweets, as Will would say, X posts. You're talking about getting stuff from the Pony Express, whatever it may be, to get the news.
Did you see what they wrote about us 3 weeks ago?
Yes, and then it caused so much chaos, right, that she passed away. The stress of it has always been that way. We had like a respite for it, I feel like, in sort of the kind era of the 90s. But that's not to say we shouldn't fight back for that. We shouldn't be looking towards that. I believe that there'd be a great society where we had no wars. Okay, and I'm talking about that within our own country, and I'm talking about that also overseas. So like within our own country, maybe you shouldn't be vandalizing people's cars or burning down car dealerships because you don't like the owner. The owner that just sent up a rocket that saved two of our astronauts who had been stranded in space. Why? Because you know what you can say about Elon? You may be able to not like his rhetoric. Okay, he's an abrasive guy. But at the end of the day, he has created businesses that are unlike any other in our country's history. So much so that he could send up a rocket to save astronauts. So much so that he could build electric cars that actually people like. that actually sold. He could create the Cybertruck, which is maybe the most divisive car ever, and I see them everywhere.
That's right. But to go back to Governor Walz, you know, he is celebrating the demise of American ingenuity in business. He said this on his tour of town halls that he's going around. This is bite five. And I've got an interesting point after we play this about even what he's saying.
On my phone, I don't know, some of you know this on the iPhone, they've got that little stock app. I added Tesla to it to give me a little boost during the day. 225 and dropping. So, and if you own one, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss and pull the Tesla thing off, you know, and take out, just telling you.
It's ironic to me because the state of Minnesota in their retirement fund, so where workers of his very state that he is the sitting governor of, the government in the retirement fund has about 1.6 million shares of Tesla. So as the governor is parading around the country celebrating the loss of retirement for his citizens, that's what's wrong with this type of rhetoric. It's one thing if you're an individual and you're wanting to boycott a company or things of that nature. But when you have a governor that was trying to be the vice president of the United States, celebrating the demise of an American company and the loss of value of an American company, when he, as the chief executive of the state of Minnesota, he's also celebrating seeing people that have government pensions lose value and lose their livelihood. That is the truth about what Tim Walz is doing.
Yeah, and he's trying to keep this momentum going, okay? No one knew who Tim Walz was until a few months ago. And as we do with most vice presidential candidates, no one remembers who the losing vice presidential candidate is pretty quickly. We all start to forget them. I mean, if you go through them, sure, if you like pushed me, I could tell you who they were. But most people move on very quickly when you're a loser of a loser. Okay, it's just sadly, it's not, maybe not even sadly, it's just the truth. So Tim Walz is on this tour to try to keep his brand relevant because they got whooped, as he would have said, probably. They got just destroyed, and he shows that he could not take the supporters of the Trump supporters. But he's going to go out there and make all these statements and use all these pre-scripted moments to try to keep his brand relevant. Why? Because there are hints of people pushing him to run for president next go round. Good luck with that.
It's interesting you brought up pre-scripted moments, Logan, because someone on YouTube mentioned that Walz was smart to say WWE instead of UFC because, you know, it's fake fighting.
Hey, how dare you? I don't even like that you said that.
Sorry, predetermined masterpiece.
I don't even want to talk about that. I don't want to make a certain guest we just had on mad, sir. Okay? I don't know if you know this. I've met the Big Red Machine, Kane. He's 7 feet tall.
According to that conversation, though, we didn't talk to the Big Red Machine.
No, we talked to his friend.
Right. Glenn Jacobs.
Mayor Glenn Jacobs. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. We were going to talk about the FBI whistleblowers. Let's push that. We'll talk about that in the next segment. So you stay tuned for that. We're also going to be joined by Harry Hutchinson a little bit later in the broadcast. And we're going to take all your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. As we head to this second half hour, some of you on your local radio stations don't get the full hour. Well, I encourage you right now, if you don't, and you're listening to us live right now, move on over. Move over to ACLJ.org. Move over to Facebook, to YouTube, to X, to Rumble. We are there broadcasting live on the Salem News Channel. If you don't get the full hour in your local market, also tell them you should. We'd be happy to play the full hour of our show. I don't know what comes after us, but I assure you it's not as fun as this. But we are also in the final 2 weeks of our March Life and Liberty Drive. And I'm just going to encourage you as we head to the second half hour to take a minute. This is the shortest break we have in the show. It's just a time for the radio stations to reset their clock at the beginning of the hour. So we only have about a minute. But in the next minute, you can make the difference. You can make the difference and help us build back a little bit of steam here heading in to the back half of our Life and Liberty Drive. All donations are doubled. That means if you give $20, it becomes $40. So on and so on. Do it today. Go to ACLJ.org. Know that not only helps fund our legal fights, but look, we want the best of the best in our media team as well. I'm looking at an incredible crew right now. And that crew, I'm not going to not pay them. They're not going to show up. We got to pay our crew. So think about supporting the work of the ACLJ. We are not funded by major sponsors or even major donors primarily. It's all for the backbone of small individual and ACLJ champions.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo. We are going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We are talking a lot about the FBI today because, as we know, the FBI is now taking over the investigation into the attacks on Tesla, Tesla dealerships, Tesla owners, and all of that's happened with that, including the vandalism of individual Teslas. It feels very, I think they're concerned that it is becoming not just individualized, it is becoming a group movement to do this and what it could mean for the safety of the American people. And we know the FBI, under the leadership of Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, are going to take things a little bit more serious. And it's actually one of the approaches we're having for another issue the ACLJ has been dealing with for the last few years.
That's right. If you'll remember, the media told you that the biggest threat to America right now in the homeland was the threat of domestic terrorism coming from the right. In reality, what you see is that as soon as they don't get their way, the left is the one who resorts to terrorism. And the definition of terrorism, the use of violence to achieve political, social, or ideological goals, that's exactly what's happening when it comes to torching Tesla facilities and doing all of these intimidation tactics like swatting, which is very, very dangerous, is going on now that the left isn't in power. You weren't seeing these things when President Biden was the president, because that wasn't really the biggest threat to Americans, was violence from the right. However, because of that narrative that was going on at the FBI, there were brave whistleblowers under the last 4 years that came forward and said, not all of this is what we need to be focusing on. We need to be doing the real work of the FBI. People like Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle, who with a two-week-old daughter was transferred to another field office. In mid-transit, they suspended his security clearance and suspended his job without pay indefinitely. So he's been caught in limbo for 30 months because of what the Biden administration and the Biden DOJ did to him. You've seen the testimony, we've played it before, where he said, I wouldn't tell other people in the same position to come forward as whistleblowers because the FBI will crush you and crush your family. They couldn't even get their possessions out of transit for a long time because the FBI was in possession of them and he was suspended. We actually have a court filing that's due on April 4th, so just a few weeks away, where we are fighting, it's O'Boyle versus the DOJ, trying to get this overturned in the court system. But also, there's a new FBI. So we're taking another tactic, yeah, and we've got it here.
Interesting to think about.
Where we are sending, along with Empower Oversight, who you've heard Tristan Levitt on the show before, talking about the good work of them protecting whistleblowers. But we, along with Empower and the Banal Law Group, have sent this letter to the FBI asking them to reconsider the revocation of Garrett O'Boyle's security clearance. And since it is new people like Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, we think we can get this. This is what we're asking for specifically, Logan. We want the revocation decision to be reversed. Special Agent O'Boyle's clearance should be reinstated. He should be immediately returned to duty and provided back pay for his time on unpaid leave. And we're hoping that with this new leadership, we can get this done for a brave, patriotic American.
I think it's important to, we do have to go into this. I have to tell this to our team too, as we start working on the show, is we need to start reframing the way we think about these departments, because there's been so much shakeup and so much change. And for the last 8+ years, we've been thinking of the FBI as sort of the issues that they've had where they have been targeting people because of their beliefs, not doing the jobs we want them to do. But now we have Kash Patel. Now we have Dan Bongino. The new sheriffs are in town. And we got to make sure that we treat them that way too and give them the opportunity to right some of the wrongs of the last 8 years. And we're going to do that right now for our whistleblower that we represent, again, Garrett O'Boyle. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Harry Hutchinson's going to be joining us in the next segment, but I'd love to hear from you right now. Give us a call. And of course, as we head to the break, I'm going to keep telling you, You got to support the work of the ACLJ by going to aclj.org and have your donations doubled. Do it right now. You've heard me push about this. Well, it's because it's a very important time because we've only got 2 weeks left in this March Life and Liberty Drive. Seculo, phone lines are open, and in the next segment, we're going to take as many of those calls as possible, so stay on hold if you're on hold, or give us a call right now. We got three lines open, 1-800-684-3110. Harry Hutchinson's joining us in studio now. As well, not only are we talking about the FBI taking action for whether that is investigating these attacks on Tesla, or how we are going to now respond to the FBI on behalf of our whistleblowers, because again, there's new people in town. We got Dan Bongino, we got Cash Patel, a whole new group of people involved in the FBI, but also there's been some movement about the protesters and some of the issues that have arisen in college campuses.
That's right. As you're seeing the law and order be restored to the United States, one of the big issues, and it was very similar to what is happening right now with the Tesla dealerships and even just individual owners of Teslas that are getting vandalized and intimidated by just owning a vehicle, is that we saw the playbook play out with the protests and riots on college campuses over U.S. support in colleges that in their endowment maybe had support of Israeli companies. And what we're now seeing, Professor Hutchison, is how much can change when you apply some pressure to these universities. You have kind of two-pronged effort here, and that's one, the federal funding that goes to many of these elite universities that have billions of dollars in their endowments but still get, I don't know, hundreds of millions of dollars from the taxpayers. As soon as you're starting to threaten that because they are not protecting the civil rights of their students and the ability for them to have a safe place to be educated, then all of a sudden they start to change their policies at places like Columbia. But also, one of the deepest rots within academia, which you have talked about for a long time on this broadcast, are the ideologies of many of these professors and what they're spewing in these classes. And many of these that are here on work visas or green cards are now finding out that if you maybe support Hamas, if you go visit Lebanon for the funeral of Nasrallah, that maybe you're not welcome in the United States to spew your rhetoric to impressionable minds.
I think that's precisely correct. So for a long time, terrorism and anti-Semitic activity has been welcomed on college campuses, in part because such activities are seen as deeply anti-American. And many universities are basically rotten, if you will, with anti-Semitic and anti-American activity. But there is a new sheriff in town. So in a continuation of the federal government's recent campaign against anti-Semitic activity on university campuses, federal immigration authorities, for instance, have detained another graduate student, this time from India. The graduate student, Badar Khan Suri, was teaching at Georgetown University on a student visa. What does that mean? It means the individual was privileged to remain in the United States. This particular individual was sympathetic, apparently, to Hamas. And so this detention matters for several reasons. First, it shows that America finally has a president who does not suffer from cognitive disabilities. America now has a president who welcomes the opportunity to strike a blow against anti-Semitism and domestic and foreign terrorism rather than support it. So if you put all of this in context, if you look at the terrorist activity against Tesla, if you look at the disruptions that are occurring on university campuses, it's possible to knit all of this together as a campaign, a deliberate campaign, basically, to destroy and weaken America. And we now have a president, we now have a Secretary of State who is prepared to take action prepared to deport, to arrest, and remove individuals who wish to spew this objectionable rhetoric.
Yeah, it is certainly not an American value. You know, I feel like a lot of people have differences of opinion. We should be able to respect our differences of opinion while not resulting to either violence or racism or hate or war. Those are things that, you know, should not be happening here within our own country. Unfortunately, the rhetoric of the media also has really lit this up to where it feels justified. The people who are attacking these Tesla dealerships or individuals are not doing it out of a place maybe where they think they're committing some sort of atrocity. They're not, you're robbing a bank knowing that it's wrong to rob a bank. They are thinking that this is maybe an American thing they should do, which is to vandalize people's private property.
We saw this in the campaign, that when you allow the media to continue to call someone Hitler over and over and over again, people end up doing bad things. President Trump was, there was attempted assassination of him twice during that campaign. Now the media has a second favorite Hitler they like to call Elon Musk. That's their new Hitler that they keep spewing over and over again. And what happens when you start calling people the embodiment of evil?
Yeah, the top.
That's
name.
What they're saying. They're calling him the devil himself. And what happens? People start to act out. They use violence, they use rhetoric, and they start to do terrorism in all intents and purposes in America, because they believe that they're fighting the greatest evil in the world.
I think that is correct. So essentially, the left has claimed for a very long time that Donald Trump and now Elon Musk are what? Threats to democracy. So rather than accept these quote-unquote threats to democracy, members of the left are engaging in revolutionary activity, which constitutes a threat to democracy. And many talking heads on CNN, MSNBC, and elsewhere are egging these individuals on. We know that there has been a rise in mental instability in the United States, in part perhaps because of medicines, perhaps because of vaccines. I don't know, but there has been an increase in mental instability. And so there are individuals out there who are now accepting the signals from the media to go out and engage in violence. We have individuals that who were members of the Lincoln Project, basically an anti-Trump organization that has been around now for 6 or 7 years, and they're basically suggesting, oh, it's okay to destroy Tesla. It's okay to burn a few automobiles. And individuals are accepting this invitation to engage in violence, which is unacceptable. This administration is fighting back both against graduate students and against domestic terrorists.
Thank you for joining us, Professor Hutchison. We are going to be back in just a moment with your phone calls. I want to hear from you, 1-800-684-3110. We've given you all the information here. But what we're doing, whether that is the FBI's response to the Tesla crisis, or maybe it is the FBI that we are going to now address for issues that we've been dealing with the ACLJ for years, like our support of whistleblowers like Garrett O'Boyle, we are trying now a new approach, because now we're not dealing with a hostile regime. We are not dealing with a hostile administration that doesn't want truth and honesty. So if we can help out, let's change the way we present things to the FBI, because the FBI, we got to remember, though I know for the last decade we've been talking about the issues within the FBI, and I'm sure there are still some issues as they are only a few months into their jobs. But the heads of it, Dan Bongino, Kash Patel, these are people that we know have a lot of the same values as our supporters here at the ACLJ. So our clients now, we can have a different level of influence than we haven't had in a number of years. I would say even before the first Trump presidency, because the first Trump presidency, especially early on, we were able to get a lot of things done. We were able to get Pastor Brunson out of prison. Those kind of things were happening, but still behind the scenes, there was a lot of those, what you'd call quote unquote deep state actors, still running the show in terms of the FBI, the CIA, and all of that. Now, second time around, learn from what you've accomplished before, learn from your mistakes before, and we have some change in store. So I want to hear from you right now, 1-800-684-3110. We've got a couple lines open, so it's a great time to call in because we got one more segment left, and I like to hear from you. You've already heard from some of the leading voices today, whether that was Will, Professor Hutchinson, Glenn Jacobs, mayor of Knox County, and a great public figure that you've probably seen. But now we get to hear from you. Phone lines, like I said, are open at 1-800-684-3110. And we are in the final 2 weeks of our Life and Liberty Drive. That's right. Put that QR code up on the screen if you're watching. Scan it. Support the work. We're about to go into commercial breaks. It's a perfect time. And remember, those commercials you hear on some of your local stations, that's not going to us. That's going to your station. So support us financially because we're not big sponsors paying for this. We need your help to keep this show going and to keep it fully independent. ACLJ.org, scan the QR code. We'll be right back with your calls and comments. Welcome back to the show. Phone lines are still open for you. I want to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. I can see on YouTube a lot of you are watching. So why don't you call? You know, I see your comments. You got a lot of strong opinions in the comments. I'm going to challenge you now to get your voice heard on the air. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take one of these calls. Let's go to Sarah, who is one of those people, strong people, calling in from the great state of Tennessee and watching on YouTube. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
This is really, really concerning to me to see the Democratic Party and all these different, like Indeed, for instance, they are advertising for people to go and get paid to protest. Would this be considered, I know this is a crazy question, but would this be considered an insurrection of the American people that voted for change?
Well, Sarah, I think that you have to look at it in a different light. Maybe, you know, I don't know if it's insurrection, if that's the right term, but you know, they're labeling a lot of this as quote unquote terrorism because you are now taking it up a notch. It's not just people protesting. Nothing wrong with protesting. Nothing wrong with getting in the streets, having your voice heard, being on a sidewalk. God bless you. I support you. Even if I disagree completely with what you say, I support your right to do it. And I've been, you know, publicly, people have approached us in negative ways on the streets. And I understand that that is frightening sometimes. But if they're not coming at you with violence, then it's all right. It's part of living in America, part of the free speech. However, when you start vandalizing, robbing, looting, spray painting people's cars,
Setting
them on fire, setting dealerships on fire, just because you somehow feel that you are justified, that you are some sort of French revolutionary by burning a Tesla. No, we have to make sure that the agenda, specifically if, and I think she's right in the sense of you do have to be careful because when you see it, it's not just always copycats. It often is organized. How are they organized? Who's organizing it? What is the motive? All of those things have to be looked at, and I think that's what the FBI is doing.
That's right. And the problem is that you also see influential voices within the party that are also, they will say, like, go protest, but peacefully, and they will add that on, but they are adding fuel to the fire because they will say, like, you know, I don't support the burning of this, but here's what's going on that's so bad. Even Jasmine Crockett was on a social media call about them trying to protest Tesla. And she said, all I want for my birthday is to see Elon taken down. It's the same loop of rhetoric that then they try to pass off as it's just politics. It's just political rhetoric. You know, when Chuck Schumer threatened the Supreme Court in front of the Supreme Court, that was just political rhetoric. But the difference is when you see political rhetoric and then the people that you're speaking to are taking action, that's dangerous. And they haven't learned from that yet. They continue to say the same types of things over and over again. And the cause and effect is very clear. they are being told this person is bad, that this it uses heightened rhetoric, and then people go take action that match that.
Yeah, let's hear that. Here's Jasmine Crockett.
Politicians. So I'll make sure that I keep it short, but I am truly here for very selfish reasons. Starting with on March 29th, it's my birthday. And all I want to see happen on my birthday is for Elon to be taken down. Yes. Listen, I have learned as I serve on the DOGE Oversight Committee that there is only one language that the people that are in charge understand right now. And that language is money. And so I've been so proud to see us organize behind a cause.
Yeah, obviously the specific response there saying she wants to see Elon taken out for her birthday, which is March 29th. Yay, that's something nice to be said. Look, Elon Musk is someone that until a year ago, maybe even less than that, your kids were studying about in school as a positive revolutionary who changed the way we think about space, who changed the way we think about automobiles, who changed the way we think about online payments. Look at all the things that Elon has been involved in over the years. All of the different elements he's been involved in years. It's just when he decided to speak his mind politically, they decided to attack him. And what's different about him is that he's willing to respond in ways, like I said, that are unconventional and that are ways that are sometimes harsh and brash. And look, there are things that I would not personally do or say, but I'm not coming at the position that he is. But when you have these situations unfold, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that this is where America has to go. Let's go ahead and take a couple more calls. Camille is calling from New Jersey. You're on the air.
Hi. I was wondering if President Trump has the power or ability as president to send out the National Guard to protect Tesla dealerships.
I mean, I think in theory, the president has a lot of leeway, as well as governors of the states have a lot of leeway with how the National Guard is used. I don't know that at this point, especially with how much National Guard has been sent to protect the American border by the president, that that'd be the best use of troops at that time. But I don't know that it would necessarily, especially if it were a governor requesting assistance and using the National Guard in that way, that it would be. But also, we don't typically want the National Guard to be doing policing within the United States. We need the cities to step up. We need governors and mayors and municipalities to step up. And
they're
a lot of
company
times,
with a lot of money also. You know what?
Right.
You know, so Tesla can also fend for themselves in some ways. And obviously, if it's an overwhelming mob, you can't. But security probably needs to be heightened, these dealerships. Individuals, that's a different situation. Now, one good thing about these cars, they got cameras all over them. And I know police can even subpoena some of those records. And whether you like that or not, by the way. And they can get some of that footage. So unless they're coming at it very hidden, a lot can be tracked back to the people that are doing it.
Is what they call it. Or it's when it's locked, all the cameras and sensors are recording everything going on.
Everything. So again.
Interesting fact.
Good or bad. I'm not sure how I feel about that with the Teslas. But you know what? It's proven to stop some crimes. It's actually been proven to solve some crimes.
They also have a lot of images they're already showing of people that are vandalizing the cars. Mm-hmm. Where is it coming from? Directly from the car.
But they don't care because they've decided that this is the revolutionary thing to do. That this is their little version of Vive la France. But here we are. Let's go. Are you want to take this call? We're going to run out of time. Ray, I'm sorry. We're going to have to just take you another day. Give us a call back later because we're in the final 2 weeks of our Life and Liberty Drive, and we need your support. And I only got a minute left to give you this pitch, and I'm going to do it one more time. As you heard, overseas, we are presenting an oral intervention right now in person. Remember, we got to pay for those flights, the hotels, everything. That's not cheap. Before the UN in Geneva in defense of Israel. And look, we got to be there because no one else is going to. And we just filed a formal request, as Will said, to the FBI because we want to get Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle, our whistleblower. We want to get him his security clearance back. We want to get his gig back. And now we got Dan Bongino, Kash Patel in that office. We're hoping with some more positive movement and some pressure, we can do that. These fights all take immense resources. You know that. You've heard me say it. While you're at it, you could download the ACLJ app. While you're at it, you could subscribe to all of our social media channels. But right now, the most important thing, because we are halfway through this is the moment where your donations are matched. That's why we leave this QR code up on the screen here for the last few seconds. Not because I don't want you to not see my pretty face. Of course I want you to. But what I want you to do is go to aclj.org. Because we're not able to do this show We're not able to do any of this work without you. Again, no major sponsors. We are totally independent. No one tells us what we can or can't say. And that is because you are the ones who support this show and this mission. Talk to you tomorrow.